Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Mo Mandel.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Welcome
How are
to
you,
the
buddy?
Show.
I'm great.
Welcome
great
back,
to
man.
Have you.
You've been on this show before. You understand how dumb this world is. We were kind of just talking about it.
Yeah, we were having a very
heated,
all liberal-sided attack.
Yeah, why were we all in the same time?
And politics. We're like yelling at each other, and we all agree.
Yes.
I think what we do agree, regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on, it's that the world is getting dumber.
Yeah. Dumb is like emerging to the forefront. Dumb is like our greatest export now.
Well, I was in Erie, Pennsylvania doing stand-up, and I saw like exactly how as soon as things aren't dumb, politics gets unbearable for people, because I saw Bill Clinton speak and everyone was there, and it was like when Hillary, you know, during the,
sure,
you know, leading up to the election, everyone was like, Bill! Everyone's like, yeah! They were like all into it. They're taking pictures. Everyone wanted to get a picture of Bill. They're taking a picture of themselves in front of Bill. And then as soon as he got past the rah-rah-rah portion of it and went into like the specifics of politics, people just streaming out of the gymnasium.
Just walking.
Just like, he's like,
too
and
much.
Hillary raised this by 3 point percentage. People are like, oh, where's a gun I can stick in my mouth? This
right.
is like class now.
They're
and
walking
really
out.
Wanted
his no one
penis
wants
to
hear.
My mouth.
Yeah,
no.
Hey.
Topical.
That is very tough.
But it's great to be back, and thank you guys for having me. In the, I'm glad America's still dumb, so this podcast can continue.
This podcast will live forever.
The world is dumb. Yeah, we're always like, Dan, do you have enough stories? And Dan's like, are we still breathing? Because we do have enough stories. Because
yeah, we're good.
The world provides, the dumb world will provide for us. We have our dumb ears on the ground.
Dumb boots on the ground.
Our dumb boots on the ground.
Our good ears on the dumb ground.
Good ears on the dumb ground. Our fans sent us these stories. But Brendan, our sound guy, said wants to call him D-Bogs. Dumb boots on the ground. Not D-Bags, but D-Bogs.
D-Bogs.
Yeah.
So thank you to our D-Bogs for sending in the stories. We have one great story. Let's jump right in.
Here we go. This was sent in by Mueller Time at...
It's Mueller Time.
I know. At J.
It
Chris
is Mueller Time.
Mueller.
All right.
J. Chris Christian spelling. M-U-E-L-L.
Thanks, dude.
I'm still waiting for the Mueller investigation to come.
I'm still waiting for the J. Chris Mueller investigation.
The man suspected of crisscrossing crime spree.
Does this involve the song Jump?
Remember how
big
that was?
Did he wear his pants backwards and shirt back? Remember those guys?
Crisscross?
Remember the
two kids? Yeah, I remember they're back again, and I think one of them died.
Yeah. One of them died, and they actually had to bury him face down so his clothes would be up the correct way.
And I think that was good, because I think that was the one thing.
he
owned nothing, so his will was like an old crisscross cassette,
uh-huh.
and
Which,
I
by
request
way, worth a lot now.
That you bury me upside down.
I'm glad they buried the right one, the one that died.
One Carl Kanai shoe. By the way, have you guys been following this Eminem Machine Gun Kelly rap beef?
Yeah,
I listened
a little
to his
bit.
For the Machine Gun Kelly's.
Right.
I'm like just like I feel like I'm like back in like high school.
97.
Just obsessed with Eminem.
98.
Just my girlfriend, we were hanging out all weekend. She was like, seriously, if you don't stop rapping, I'm breaking up with you. This
I'm
is just unbearable.
This.
You're like, but are you rapping the Machine Gun Kelly? Or are you on?
I'm like,
are you on
all
Eminem
sides.
Side.
I'm embracing any white man with flow.
Okay. So neither side.
So
no,
big hockey fan.
So there's a crisscrossing crime spree.
Yes,
that
the man suspected of a crisscrossing crime spree Monday night in Billings, Montana.
Ooh, so there's nothing else. I don't know if you've been up to
Montana. I performed in Billings twice.
Okay, so there's nothing else.
I'm
up
like,
there.
I think when you don't sell out a club as a comedian and you're in Billings, that's when you know you really suck.
Because
what is the competition?
A crisscrossing crime spree.
Well, maybe that guy had taken out all the people who were going to come to my show. Maybe it's like a 300 seat room, and they're like, just so you know, man, there's only like 200 people in this town.
They're like, just
you
so
can't
know,
sell out,
dude. You can't sell out in Billings because, like, you know, we just got high speed internet, so people are on Hulu right now. You know, there's a lot of competition.
You're fighting the world.
They went on a crisscrossing crime spree Monday night in Billings, carjacking vehicles and prompting gunfire from police. The person has been charged with 12 felonies.
Wow.
In an astounding amount of time, police say Ryan Glenn McElmurray,
Sounds like a combination of all the It's Always in Sunny Philadelphia
Ryan Glenn McElmurray.
See, that with that many syllables in someone's name, you know felonies are coming up soon.
Yeah, they're
also
on their way.
RGM.
You're like, is it McElroy? No, it's McElmurray. McElmurray? No,
so they make glue?
RMAC.
What do they do?
So many options. You go RG, RGM, RMAC, GMAC.
GMAC.
RGMAC.
If you have 12 felonies, you just go by the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
The Dirty Does.
And then if you get one more, you go by the Baker.
Yeah, the Baker's Dozen. That doesn't give you as much hard clout in prison.
What's Baker up, D? Baker D.
Although if I was in my first day of prison and they're like, see that guy over there? They call him the Baker. I'd be like, I don't want to know
don't
anything else.
Him.
I'm just avoiding
him. What does he do?
Him.
Does he cut off people's hands and bake them in pies?
No, he lays you down and he kneads your asshole.
No.
He needs it.
That probably feels great.
He needs it and he needs to knead it.
He needs it and he needs it.
In an astounding amount of time, Ryan Glenn McElmurray created 10 crime scenes, stole 5 vehicles, 3 at gunpoint, and faced gunshots from officers from 3 different agencies.
Wow.
I'm going to ask you guys right now.
Out the gates.
How much do you think an astounding amount of time is?
Okay, so how long? You can go either first, Tig is between the two of us, or third when you guess. How much time
do you think it took him to create 10
crime
scenes,
get shot up by 5 stolen vehicles, and get shot up by 3 different agencies?
Well, I mean, first of all, to steal 5 vehicles in the town... You know, Billings is not a big town. That's like 4.5 miles across town. I mean, right. That means like every 6 stoplight, he's getting out of his car and stealing another.
Yep.
I mean, I would say 26 minutes.
26 wow. minutes from Mo Mandel. Jason or Randy?
Jay?
I'm going to say 49 minutes.
49 minutes.
They said astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it still takes time. I'm going to say an hour 6.
An hour 6.
Yeah.
Okay, an hour 6 from Randy, 49 minutes from Jason, and 26 minutes.
I went like, this is like the guy in The Price is Right who guesses way too low for no reason at all. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to
stay with it.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, one of you is only 1 minute off.
Oh!
So now, can we guess who is only 1 minute off?
Yeah.
Okay, so who do
you think? Who do you think is only 1 minute off?
I think I'm right. I'm going to stick with myself on
this. Okay, 26 from Mo, yeah. Jay.
I'm right. I know I'm right.
Jason 49.
Because I think Mo's right.
Okay.
I think Mo's right.
Astounding. I mean, astounding.
Yeah, that's...
I'm sure I could steal at least 3 cars
in 48 minutes
with the club in my car right now.
You
in 45 minutes.
Wait, you have a club? Do you have a club in your car?
I'm old school.
Dude, we've hit a lot of.
I got an old school. I got an old car. I want an old theft deterrent.
Yeah. The Facebook page has a lot of people with pictures of their club.
So we were talking about the club on this show, like, I don't know, 2
weeks
ago.
We said,
who's got the club?
Send
in pictures of you and your club, and I guess a bunch
the
of
reason I go with the club is because my feeling, I watch a shitload of these lockup prison shows, is criminals are lazy.
Right. Yeah.
They're lazy people. That's why they do crime. If they feel like
just
they
the
got...
the side of it.
Yeah, the side of it, like, ugh, every other car here doesn't have a club.
That's a good
why
point.
Why don't I just go with one of those?
That's right.
There's 1,000 Hondas in this parking lot. One of them has a club. It's done.
The annoyance of time is a deterrent. I get it.
Feel like this guy's life is so sad. He has to have a club. He needs that car.
What is he, a touring comedian with a podcast?
What is he, a guy who sells 15 tickets in Billings?
Hey,
come on.
By the way, what is your podcast? Can you just
so I do this podcast with my girlfriend who's a urologist. It's called The Full Release. And it's like
this is true.
It's like Loveline.
Freaking love
it. And he loves it so much, that's why he has to have a club on the car.
Right, exactly.
That's how good it is.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Please check that out.
The full release. And we take calls and stuff like
who's
that.
Who's right?
Ryan Glenn McElmurray created 10 crime scenes, stole 5 vehicles, 3 at gunpoint, and faced gunshots from officers from 3 different agencies.
Billings.
And the amount of time it took him to do that was... Get your answers in now, Townie, because...
And yell out who you think was 1 minute off.
Yes.
Mo, Randy, or Jay.
Which, by the way, the new Three Stooges.
The new Three Stooges.
The amount of time is... 50 minutes.
Yes!
Yay!
Jason Sklar. The spree began at Performance Auto off of, which is kind of fitting.
By the way, good performance on an auto.
Off of Laurel Road shortly after 10 p.m. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour. Sure. When a burglary alarm was triggered. Mm-hmm. Police responded and found 2 men, McElmurray and Jason Ebarb,
See, that's fucked up. There's like, it's Miguel Murray and then
Ebarb.
You can't even, the other guy should have at least one more syllable so they seem like a good pair.
There are whole swaths of people in Billings that just don't know his first name. He's just Ebarb.
It also sounds like a old college bar. You going to Ebarb's or not?
I don't
think I'm going to go to the party.
Is it flip night at Ebarb's tonight? Is it
flip night? Police chief.
Flip a coin if you call it right.
His name's great too. Police chief Rich St. John. Dick St. John.
Dick St. John.
Said,
that sounds like a cream that gets warts out.
Yeah. This is what I love. So
hey,
remember everything?
I got this really bad thing on my shoulder. What should I rub
into
it?
Put the Dick St. John cream
on. Put a little Dick St. John in there. I'll put a little Dick St. John on.
Or like a bartender who's like got his own brand of whiskey. You want a little Dick St. John? Put a little Dick St. John
It's just in a bag.
No, Dick St. John is like the high shelf liquor. And they're I can't afford it. You know what? Just fill me up with some E-barb.
You're so right, too, because the highest grade shit.
I can't. I'm going to need E-barb on the rocks.
A lot of times,
that's gonna rot your gut, dude. It's just been a rough day.
That's all I can
afford. Hey,
I'm gonna want another one.
You sure you don't want some McMillimory? That shit gives me the runs. Yeah. Just go with E-barb.
But you're right. Like usually, the highest grade shit sounds the most ridiculous. Like Pappy Van Winkle is the greatest fucking bourbon you can buy.
Pappy Van Winkle,
and it sounds ridiculous.
Pappy like Van Winkle is like something you drink while you're buying slaves. Yeah. That's exactly what that sounds like.
Then put it away.
Thank you.
Okay, so Rich St. John, this is what I love. He said that, so officers get there to the performance auto, that's when this all starts for Mick Almery.
Two guys around a car with an alarm going off.
But police said that Ebarb complied with officers' commands.
Of course he did.
So one guy is like, this is the beginning of my night. The other guy was like, we're done, I'll just lay down here.
I'm down.
He was arrested and now faces a burglary charge. Court documents say he denied entering the auto business and had fled from police only because he saw the other suspect running. Ebarb has no plan.
I
saw him do it.
Yeah. I don't know. We just were running.
I joined in after he started.
McElmurray ran, shooting out the window of a nearby building and stealing a vehicle to flee.
Oh my God.
Smart, the pursuit that followed stretched from 54th Street West and King Avenue to the opposite side of the city, as Mo said, about six and a half blocks.
Yeah. 6 blocks, okay.
On US 87 toward Roundup. I just want to go to Roundup, Montana.
Roundup, Montana.
Roundup's the name of the town?
Yeah.
As a Jew, I don't think I can go there.
Where are you guys celebrating Yom Kippur? Well, there's a nice synagogue in Roundup.
All the Jews are getting together in Roundup.
Yeah, it's just a train car.
What?
I thought of steers. Near 54th and King, prosecutors say McElmurray forced his way through. This is where it gets fun. Forced his way through the door of a home. And I'll say this before I get into it. It's only fun because of how the victims handle it, not because of anything
he does.
This is
not cool what he's doing.
McElmurray forced his way through the door of a home and pointed a gun at the homeowner demanding car keys. She refused. She was like, fuck off.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Billy's Montana, bitch.
How about this? No.
No, this is like, you know what she probably said, like from Three Stooges, like, you call that a gun?
Right. She probably was
this
like,
this is a man's gun.
She's like, young man, you have 4 guns pointed at you right now. He's like, you're the only person in the room. She's like, I stand by what I said. Welcome to Montana.
She's like, you see the baby behind you?
Right.
You see the 9mm in his hand?
Glock.
Honey.
Isn't Montana the state where that dipshit, like, governor or senator
body
like,
slammed a reporter?
Yeah.
No.
100% anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah, he absolutely won.
Yeah.
He breaks into the store, be like, give me your car. She was like, get the fuck out of here.
Way.
And so she refused. McElmurray then went next door. He left. He was like, really not going to give me the keys?
No.
Get out of my house.
It's like, but by the way,
she had time on her side.
But by the way, you know, when you write a script, a movie script or a TV script or anything, the best moment is when the character that you're writing does something that you don't expect them to do. Everybody would be like, gun in your face, your keys right over there, go take it, whatever. Right. She was just like, no. Nope.
No.
It's so great.
Have you seen there's a great footage of a guy getting robbed at gunpoint at a Jimmy John's sandwich shop?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking amazing. This guy goes in there, he pulls out a gun, points at the kid, and the kid just like just couldn't give two fucks. He's saying, hey, no mustard. The kid's like, just stares at him,
right.
And he just like very slowly reaches and gives him like money. And this kid became like a viral star for having the biggest balls
just so
in the world.
Calm.
It's like, dude, if you have that kind of confidence, like go to junior college.
Yeah, that's a good
maybe pursue something beyond junior college.
You need to put that confidence in the boardroom.
Yeah, exactly. You can be doing so much more with your life.
What you should be handing over is a piece of paper with your offer written on it. Yeah. Sliding
ask for a job
the...
at Quiznos, anything.
$40,000.
So then. McElmurray Then went next door.
Dan, you're never going to pronounce his name right.
Never. Okay. He doesn't deserve it either. Then went next door, broke out a window, and climbed through it, prosecutors say. He again pointed a gun at a new homeowner and demanded keys. The homeowner in that house yelled at him to leave.
Get out of here!
Everybody's like, "Who? You're a dipshit."
I want to see what this guy looks like, because he clearly has not learned how to like hone a tough Nick criminal Elmery. Stare.
If I can find it, I will show you, and we'll put it up on the Dumb People Town page. So he goes to the second house, and they're like,
I love this neighborhood.
This is the complete opposite of when me and my brother got mugged twice in Amsterdam in 10 minutes.
Really?
We got mugged by two people, and then once we got back to the hostel, we realized we never actually saw a weapon. We were threatened to be stabbed, gave the money, and then we're threatened to be shot, gave the money. We're like, this place is crazy. And we're like, maybe we are just complete pussies, actually. Well?
I think you made the right call.
Yeah, he did.
So that homeowner, the second one, yells at him to leave. Mm-hmm. McElmurray turned on the lights. So obviously they're just sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to sleep on the couch. Get out of here. Yeah. Grabbed the keys from the kitchen. Started a Chevrolet Avalanche, which is the perfect. You can't punch that up any better.
I mean, who even knew that was a model?
His whole life is an avalanche. Chevy Avalanche. It's just all coming down at all times.
Hey, if you hit that, you could punch an avalanche.
That's right.
I feel like as he's taking off at the person who's running out of the light, at least throw my cigarettes out the window. I need those.
Right. Gas it up. There's the Chevy Avalanche right there. There's the picture.
Yeah, we see a picture of a Chevy Avalanche.
It's like imagine if you're like, I need
an SUV with a truck bed
kind
in
of
the
a
back.
Truck. It's kind of a truck.
No,
it's a four-door like SUV truck with the back,
which is a flatbed.
Instead of having like the back part would hold your stuff, they just
took
that
roof off.
Can I tell you guys?
I want to be able to haul stuff, but I would love it to be stolen. So can I get
take that back top off?
Yeah, get that top off. I'd like all my stuff to be stolen wherever
I
park.
Can I tell you guys, I'm at a point in my life right now where I want a truck.
Yeah.
I want one really bad. And if any Dumb People Townies work at Ford dealerships, the hybrids come out next year. Because I still want a hybrid.
Of course.
They got hybrid trucks coming out.
It'd be amazing.
I would do that. Ford F-150 hybrid.
The good thing is like they're easy to park in the city.
They're perfect for that. That's why I want one.
So
I want to have to really be specific about what garages I can park in.
That's right. I can't go there.
No more arc light for me. So then McTones turns on the lights, grabs the keys from the kitchen.
Starts the Chevy.
I just imagine the person being like, just leave.
Yeah.
Like they're still yelling at them.
Or maybe they're like so determined to keep watching whatever TV show they're on. They're like, no, buy the fridge. Yeah. No, on the other side. I'm trying to watch ID Discovery when women snap.
Yes. I've got to see if this guy leaves naked and afraid or not.
He seems really naked and really
pan,
afraid.
Nope, don't pan for water there. You can't. It's not potable.
Yeah.
They're by the fridge.
Started a Chevrolet Avalanche, that was parked in the garage, and then backed out through the closed garage door.
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
That's a promo.
He's winning me over. You know why he did that? He felt like he felt so emasculated after being turned down for two robberies. The door is open on the other side. He's like, no, I'm going through that.
No garage door.
Well, it didn't work out really well because he went through the garage door and backed into a 2019 Chevrolet Silverado that was parked in the driveway.
Nice.
And then, he should have got that instead of the Avalanche.
I know. And then fled in the stolen. So he goes through the door, runs into a truck, and then tries to get around
going. That's right. This guy's on a mission. He's on a mission.
The pursuit continued onto Shiloh Road, Interstate 90, and onto US 87 before McElmurray rolled the stolen car he was driving. This guy's having a night.
He rolled it.
This sounds like the outtakes of John Wick.
Yeah.
He was.
or if John Wick was Cannonball Run.
Yeah. He was arrested and treated for his injuries before being booked into jail. No officers or bystanders were injured.
Just this is a garage door and his ego. This is a little bit.
This is a, you know what's crazy too? As you'll notice, they didn't even give every step in this.
Four other cars that
got stolen. There's times he got shot at. They were like, what do you want us to fucking put this all
in?
Well,
this is what I'm curious about. He stole 5 cars, 3 at gunpoint.
Right.
And then the other ones he stole at just
for fun?
How did he steal the other ones?
It started at Performance Auto, so maybe that counts as one without gunpoint.
That counts as one at Performance Auto, then he steals the Avalanche.
So we have 3 more out there.
Then he rolls the Avalanche, and I guess he stole a couple
How are the non-gunpoint things going on? Because this guy doesn't sound like he's got the smarts to, like,
maybe
hotwire
asked
a car.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not hotwire.
Remember, he's only got 50 minutes to do
right,
all
but
this.
So that's what I'm saying. How is he getting the other? Is there a knife point? This is there, be is
like,
there a threat?
This should be like know. Ellen's new game show.
You know, I mean, like, how many cars can you steal?
Yeah,
you steal
just
a car.
Like, life is crazy.
You steal a car.
You have an hour.
No officers or bystanders were injured. Billings Chief, Police Chief Rich St. John said at a press conference Tuesday, it is beyond belief that no one was hurt or killed during
really
this incident.
Is. It really is.
To include, I love it at the end, he goes, to include McElmer, man.
This guy is like the most pro, like he's the most capable and incapable criminal of all time. Like he broke a lot of records. He hit a lot of homers that season. Cycle. He also struck out 47
That's
times.
Just the Dave Kingman.
Yeah, so he, I mean, but is there anything more Billings than that? I feel like that's as Billings as you can get.
No. Imagine,
it's like a crazy crime, but like no one was injured.
And him in jail, like, what are you in for? And then he tells you all of it halfway through, like, just stop, dude. I get it.
You get it.
You stole cars. I get it. Yeah.
I almost feel like because no one was injured and like it just, and it's Billings and like probably his dad is like the football coach. I feel like they're like, so we sentenced him to, you know, picking up trash in the freeway and
got.
We gave him a slew of high fives. I mean, that is just, that record's been around for a long time.
And he now works at the Chevy dealer. Ship selling avalanches.
He
fell in love with one of the people who refused to give him his keys. It was actually kind of a beautiful story.
I imagine he was thrown from the
I'll
role.
Win her over.
I imagine he was thrown from the role of avalanche because I see him as a no seatbelt guy.
Oh, hell no.
And you know that you're right, dude.
The no seatbelt guy. Yeah, I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't even commit a crime like that, I mean, what do you have to live for?
Right.
You're not going
but
to
I think belt. That you're right, Mo, that the cops probably walked up to him laying in whatever gravel ditch he was.
Like
it was like,
feet.
Man, you. You're 30? Getting after it today.
I'll tell you what they said. They said, boy, you come a long way since high school. Because we know they all went to school together.
Run. You still can run.
Shaking his head going, 30 feet, man. 30 feet.
We'll get out of here on this. How old is Ryan Glenn McL Murray?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Now we know a lot about this guy.
Right, and you are our guest, Mo Mandel. So if you want to go first, Tig, or third, it's your call.
I'm going to go third.
So okay, so Jason or Randy can decide.
Jay, you go first.
How old? Now, you know, he's got 50 minutes. He did a lot in 50 minutes.
So he's young. This guy's 26.
I think he's 20. Oh, go ahead. I think he's 21.
I mean, every bone in my body hopes this guy is 68, just got diagnosed with colon cancer, and is like,
this is Breaking
this
Bad
is like,
moment.
This
yeah,
is
this
like,
is
I'm just going for it.
Okay, yeah. So you, by the way, you can
guess that.
I just don't think that's true, though. I'm going to say 29.
What'd you say? 26, and I said 21.
Okay, 21 from Randy.
26 for Jay.
26 for Jay.
29 for
I think, yeah.
McL Murray, the man who got shot at by three different police
officer agencies. Yeah.
Stole five cars, got kicked out of two houses. They should have
rolled
put that
one.
In there.
Rolled
an avalanche after going out a closed garage.
You rolled an avalanche.
Get your answers in now, Tony. Do it. And everybody got any quick plugs? We're good.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to plug
yeah,
some
plug
stand-up.
The day,
so I'm
going
to be at mid-November. I'll be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. I think that's like November 19th and 20th.
I heard that's a really good venue.
20th.
Hit that. Yes. Dan, you've got shows.
Yeah, I will be in LA and Phoenix. DanielVanKirk.com. There's nothing better, and you guys can all test this too, when fans of your podcast come out.
Gold.
And because they're already in. They've already bought a ticket to ride the roller coaster, and you just get to take them on it. It's so much fun to hang out with you guys after the show.
And we're in Austin on November 7th through the 10th at Cap City Comedy Club, which we cannot wait to do.
Love it.
And then, hey, if you're in LA, live Dumb People Town, December 10th, we're working on the
guests. Come on, people.
Largo. At Largo.
Hang
all right, let's do this.
All right.
How old is this
McL
guy?
McL Murray. 50 minutes to do all that.
Unreal.
At the age of, get your answers in right now. He is 41 years
old.
Whoa!
Your thinking
was
better. Oh, good. All right, good.
He has a great profile.
You know,
I found a photo.
Dude, he looks like...
He looks kind of cool.
If you,
for 41.
He does look cool. I mean, you want to say
he looks like
a loser,
like the
dude
from
though.
The dude from
by
Raising
way,
Arizona
by
who
way,
comes from the nightmare.
He looks Randall like Nick Texcop. Offerman with a beard.
If
Randall
Texcop
fucked Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
Mo, if you grew a really thick beard,
yeah.
your hair right now, you could look like this dude.
You do.
You could look like this dude.
I want you to grow that thick beard next time we see you. You got 6 months.
You know, I've never met my father.
Hey!
this guy looks like a background actor on Ozark season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This guy looks like a guy.
He's cool looking.
I know.
He's not gray yet. He's got a full head of hair. I have met my father, but I'm going to say, as much as I love my father, that would not be... That would be a great uncle. That would be the funnest uncle ever.
But don't you think he's looked at a teenage kid and angrily said, say it again?
Yes.
Is it like with fear coming out of it?
Like, he's like Seth Joe Rogan.
I don't understand. So what I want to see is Seth Joe Rogan. How tough are the people who didn't give the keys to that guy? Because he looks pretty fucking tough. This is not Dan Mintz asking you for your fucking cars.
That's unreal.
That woman looked at him and was like, get out of my house.
Get out of my life.
Good for her, too.
All right, man. That's how we do it.
Hey, want to remind people, join the drip, guys. Join the drip. It is a great way to get extra content. And all kinds of stuff from us, phone calls with people we've talked about in the stories, personal stories from us, and then other opportunities to come see our shows live and just check it out. It is a really drip.rip/DPT. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.